RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Welcome to In Villonair.
In Villonair.
In Villonair. The academic radio space for English learners from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. News, suggestions, culture, language tips, literature, entertainment, opinion, learning, sharing, and more. Welcome back.
Share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
In Villonair.
In Villonair.
In Villonair.
Hello, boys and girls. Bienvenidos a nuestro programa radial In Villonair, el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia.
Con ustedes, Leonardo Leguizamón Novoa, Carlos Vázquez y quien les habla, Carolina Rojas, tutores del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas In Vil. Welcome everyone to our radio space.
Welcome to your radio space. We have topics you may like. Turn your music down and turn In Villonair up.
Quando parli della vita insieme a me.
Halloween has gone, but it left us many things to learn and to practice. Now it is time to move to some other issues for our personal growth.
That's right. Today we are going to talk about different topics related to our daily life. And of course, we'll learn new vocabulary and useful expressions.
This topic is one of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah, man. I went through all the stages and finally I got a beautiful family. You might imagine what do I refer to.
Yeah, Charlie, and congratulations for that. And as the end of the year is coming, many things will happen at this time. Vacations, parties, graduations.
And don't forget weddings, Leo.
Yeah.
Most people choose this month to celebrate their love. By the way, when are you going to get married, man?
The sooner the better, Charlie. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, Leo. We hope you invite us.
Of course you will.
So it means that it is the end of a cycle and the starting of a new one.
So right. Do you like the idea of getting married, guys? In my case, I do. I can't wait to be married. I think it would be great to live and share with this person I love and is listening to me right now.
Okay, guys. On the contrary, I think that you make a commitment with or without any kind of religious agreement. I think that I can share with my partner without any kind of marriage.
Actually, I had a civil marriage.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Perhaps in the future, I can do it by the church.
Good. It comes to my mind a bunch of phrases related to this topic. I would like to share them with you and you tell me if you agree with them or not and what do you think of each, okay?
Okay, cool.
Oh, great. Let's listen to what Leo has gotten concerning this spooky topic for some people. But not for me.
Yeah. These ones come from ancient times. The famous philosopher Virgil stated once that love conquers all things. What do you think?
Well, it seems to me that love is a powerful force. If you give love through every single action, your life will be quite different.
Yeah, Caro. And I can tell you that I am a living example of it.
Yeah.
And the result of it, which is my gorgeous baby girl, just simply something you cannot describe. But that is going to be a topic for next session. So only here on In Villonair.
Yeah. Okay, this one is one of my favorites. An English proverb that says, love is blind.
Okay, if you are deeply in love, you might not be able to see your partner in his or her complexity. In other words, you don't see your partner's weaknesses and that's why it could be a blind love.
Yeah.
But I also think that it happens when you are young and those feelings are new for you.
Yep. People tend to idealize their partners. You gotta be conscious and concentrate on the normal issues life brings to us. No matter if you are married or not, the idea is to face them as a couple.
Yeah, an American writer, on the other hand, Helen Rowland, once wrote this piece of work. When a girl marries, she exchanges the attention of many men for the unattention of one.
I don't share her view. I think that it's an obsolete point of view.
I don't agree. That's like saying every single time you hear the expression, all men are the same, which is not true. Ask my wife about it. Okay?
Yeah. Apart from the happiness of love, and all the love strings and bonds created, it comes a difficult situation when things don't go the way we want.
We can't expect that things go well every time. We have to be able to rise to the challenge of accepting the other, communicating effectively and being patient.
Certainly you are, Haru.
We must be careful about how to handle a relationship, even more when children are in the middle. They can experience negative things in a bad marriage.
Children whose parents split up can find it difficult to trust other people later in life. They are deeply affected by their parents' choices.
They can reproduce this behavior in the latter future. That is why we're struggling with so many issues nowadays.
That's right. Do you think, guys, people expect too much from marriage?
Well, it depends on what you understand by marriage. As I told you before, it is a matter of assuming a commitment with your partner and your new family. What you expect from that is what you give. But it is something that you build together. When you ask me that, I think that we have idealized the idea of marriage, and it is like the fairy tales.
Yeah.
And that's the main problem, the way we have been educated in our affective dimension.
Definitely. And you know what? There is an important character in Colombia, which is Padre Alberto Linero. And he says, if you are in love, don't get married. Imagine that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So you shouldn't give up just because our relationship is difficult.
So right.
Do you want to know people's opinion about different topics? Don't forget to listen to the weekly poll. Remember, you can also take part in it. We want to hear from you.
To get or not to get married? That is the question.
And
we invite our audience to participate and share your opinions in Twitter with the hashtag LoveIsBlind with the question, give us three reasons to get or not to get married.
Claro que sí. Invitamos a nuestra audiencia a participar con sus opiniones a través de Twitter con el hashtag numeral LoveIsBlind y que compartan con nosotros tres razones para casarse o no casarse. También pueden participar en Facebook en la página de la sección The Weekly Poll.
I'm taking with me, so goodbye, please don't cry, we both know.
Hi everybody, my name is Yvonne Carreño from Bucaramanga. The question is not about how many reasons people can state to get or not to get married. For me, it's just about a feeling, you know, strong feeling, which can hit your mind since you can't stop thinking about anything else. When you feel it in your heart, you don't need reasons to make your choice. You just do it. Getting married is more than the commitment you take in a vow. You don't need a paper or a ceremony to get it. You need to take your heart, open it, and just give it to that person unconditionally, without expecting something in return.
Hello everyone, my name is Dario Granada, and I want to share my opinion about why not to get married. Number one on my list of reasons for why people shouldn't get married is that due to the financial reason. I think this is important at the time a couple decide to get married. The other one is get married, change everything. It can mean moving away to spending more time with other married couples. And sometimes this just means that relationships change. It's easy to feel pressured by people around you.
Okay, you guys, this is Nicholas, and answering the week's poll, I would say that I cannot give three reasons why marriage is a good idea. I'm just saying for today that is not something that is for everybody, okay? I cannot say it's a bad idea because I have been married for the last 10 years and it's been good, but what I'm trying to say is that it's not for everybody. Not all the people are cut to be in a steady relationship, and that's okay. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm saying that's just his or her choice. What I mean by saying that not all the people are cut for this kind of commitment is because it's hard. Being married is hard because sometimes you gotta, you know, let your ego go. Sometimes you have to, you know, let your thoughts, your beliefs go in order to build, you know, a fine, steady, and long-lasting relationship. You know, because being in a couple and being married requires a lot of agreement, and sometimes many people are really radical on things or beliefs that you know they don't reach certain agreements, and that's why some marriages fail. I consider myself to be lucky for the woman I married into, but as I said before, it's not a very easy thing to do because sometimes it takes more than love. Okay, that's my whole point.
Hi guys, this is Adolfo León Restrepo speaking from the city of Palmira in Valle del Cauca. Well, we got to say or to talk about three reasons for getting married or three reasons for not getting married. Well, this is a high commitment decision to make. I'm sure that for all people out there who have gotten married and their married is their married life is actually working, they are gonna say that communication and tolerance are a big part of the whole thing of actually getting married. Many other people would say that for feeling free, yes, for having this sense of freedom, they won't get married. All I can say is that if you are feeling in love with a person that you have picked to be the one for the rest of your life, well, get married. If you really feel that you can stand that person every single day, that you can actually communicate with that person, that you actually share feelings, emotions, that you share your problems, your difficulties, and also your happy times, your happy moments, well, then get married. But if you don't feel a tolerant person, if you don't feel capable of letting your freedom go, well, I don't think you could be thinking about getting married. Getting married is a really nice thing to do. And I can say it because I've been married for the past 8 years to a wonderful woman that has fulfilled my life with joy and peace. And for sure, I will invite anyone to have that same feeling. Getting married is a big responsibility, Getting married is a hard decision to make, but if you have someone next to you that you are sure that you really don't want to stop seeing that person, and that you want to wake up every day looking at that face, well, then get married.
Hi, my name is Nidia Yanis. Getting or get married is a difficult decision to take. I think people get married because sometimes feel scared to stay alone, but it's not a good reason to do it. People need to know that marriage is a compromise for all their life, and that implies many responsibilities.
Salud Global.
Un programa donde su bienestar tiene un espacio.
Escúchenos todos los martes a las 3 p.m. por la radio UNED Virtual.
Culture and Civilization, an open window to know more about the world.
I remember that yesterday we had a great breakfast with all of our friends from the office. We had a great time.
Yeah, it was a great time, Charlie. You asked for the full Colombian breakfast style. Chocolate, cheese, tamal, and small broth.
Yeah, well, that's what I call a Colombian style breakfast. We have today a new viewpoint related to breakfasts around the world.
Yeah, Leo. Carlos Camacho went from Tunja to London. There, he found out some slight differences between their eating habits and ours.
Hey, welcome, Carlos, and tell us about it.
Hello, everybody. My name is Carlos Camacho, Inbuilt English tutor. It's a pleasure to be here again. Today, I'm going to talk about the Great British Breakfast. The British breakfast is famous or notorious throughout the world. Actually, nowadays, it is a bit of a myth. Today, many British people are more likely to have a bowl of cornflakes or a cup of coffee with a cigarette than to indulge in the wonders of this feast. However, that is not to say that the traditional breakfast is dead. Far from it, it is just not often eaten every day of the week. The typical English breakfast is a 19th century invention, when the majority of English people adopted the copious meal of porridge, fish, bacon, and eggs, toast, and marmalade. That has now appeared on English breakfast tables for 100 years. The annual consumption in the United Kingdom is 450,000 tons of bacon, 5,000 tons of sausages, and millions of eggs. So you can see the Great British Breakfast is very much alive and well. It has retained its popularity as one of the country's favorite meals and survived a whole series of eating trends and food fads. Thank you. See you next time.
Movies, music and books. Themes to remember and stories that come to life.
Hey Charlie, would you like to know about a nice movie to watch next weekend?
But of course, Caroline. Do you know I am a movie fan?
Really? Okay, so Omar Gomez from Medellin has an excellent suggestion for all of us to watch. Let's listen to it.
Drama, suspense, true story-based movies with a little bit of action and violence. Those are the ones I enjoy the most. Defiance 2008 from Edward Zwick, the director of Blood Diamond. Defiance is the unheard and untold true story of Polish Jewish brothers who defied all odds during World War II and built a community in the woods of Belarus to escape Hitler's persecution and save around 1,000 civilians from certain death. Interestingly, the film tries to avoid the dramatization of characters and events. Because of this, those who go into it expecting a pure and unprocessed reproduction of facts might be disappointed. It's a film that takes a storytelling for storytelling approach to try and study the challenges that come with any situation where the saying, if you save a life, you must take responsibility for it, would be applied. I strongly recommend this movie because of its sense of life and hope. Thank you.
Lunes y cada 15 días, contando hasta 10, los acompaña con temas de interés de la vida cotidiana a las que expertos en psicología darán respuesta.
Escúchenos todos los lunes a las 11:30 por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Una invitación del programa de comunicación social SEAD Arbeláez Fusagasugá.
My teasers. Be smarter, be smarter, be faster, be faster, be the master.
Muchachos,
yeah.
¿Qué tal si ponemos a prueba a nuestra audiencia con un juego?
Yep,
right.
Me gustan los retos.
Cool.
Bueno, el juego es el siguiente. Pónganle cuidado. Leonardo nos va a leer un fragmento de un artículo sobre el divorcio en Estados Unidos. A este artículo le faltan algunas palabras que la audiencia tendrá que ubicar en el lugar correspondiente.
¿Y cuáles son esas palabras?
Tomen nota de las siguientes palabras. Estas son las que deberán utilizar para completar cuando escuchen el siguiente sonido. Last, dudar. Contest, refutar o impugnar. Signed, firmar. Break, romper. Split up, separarse. Breakdown, fallar. Work, funcionar. In the USA, couples sometimes a contract before they get married called a prenuptial agreement, which puts in writing what will happen to their money and possessions if the marriage. It doesn't surprise me that some of this marriage done long before it has even started the happy couple are already planning what to do when the marriage doesn't. And of course, a prenuptial agreement only works if both partners are reasonable. But what happens if one person doesn't want to and the divorce? Or what happens if someone tries to the contract? Well, what it really means is lots of work and money for lawyers.
Las respuestas y el artículo lo encontrarán en Facebook en la sección Mind Teasers. Compartan sus respuestas allí.
Literature Time. Let the words transport you to a brand new world.
Charlie, I don't really know when I'm gonna get my biggest goosebumps. When I feel terrified like I was last week, or when I listen to Joanna and Andrea reading romantic poetry. They sound like Cupid.
Welcome, my dear Joanna and Andrea. Our mix are yours. Delight us with your voice and your poetry in Spanish and English. Took your soul
out. Mientras reía, lo vi salir del baño. Llevaba una camisa blanca y una tonta corbata negra. Ni se fijó en mí, pero me fascinaron sus grandes ojos verdes. Desde ese día, su imagen se pegó en mi mente. Me costó un perfume, tener piernas de atleta y algunas miradas para llamar su atención. No supimos cuándo comenzó este cuento. Tal vez una vez que le escribí "me gustas" en su diario. O tal vez una vez que le dediqué un poema y le pedí que lo leyera. Nos encantaba hablarnos con las miradas, contarnos los sueños con las manos, o saludarnos con un apretón de manos. También visitarnos por teléfono. Bastaron 3 besos intensos para querernos por la eternidad, extrañarnos todos los días y querer una vida juntos. Bastó la perfecta excusa del vaso con agua y el beso a escondidas con sabor a palomitas. Bastó un partido de fútbol y un paseo a la laguna del pueblo para contar con un futuro. Recuerdo en Gola mi nombre y muchas sonrisas detrás de la línea. Solo existíamos los dos, nadie más. No contábamos con el final. No contábamos con la juventud y la vida. No contábamos con la testarudez y con la existencia del adiós. Una llamada terminó con lo que nunca empezó. Y entendí por primera vez lo que significaba el amor. El tiempo no pasó rápidamente, pero cuando pasó, se me olvidó.
That was really nice, and in the voice of our dear Joanna.
A lot of passion.
Yeah, definitely. Now let's gonna listen to another one in the voice of our dear Andrea. So, Andrea, give us our beautiful voice.
Should I be feeling guilty or let the judges frown? 'Cause I saw the end.
Once upon a time, a few years ago, a story, my first love, of lips and wet kisses, of strong arms, of green apples and cinnamon skin, black hair with a strong smell of wood, broad smile and perfect teeth, man of few words and many hugs, jealous to the limit and very loving. This short story lasted a long time, even when we were already banged, full of looks and curses in the dark, of unplanned encounters and few dances, a story of land and hot team. There is a best that I never got. And I love you ever in Utrecht. I love a story that didn't happen, a story I still remember. We walked a few times in hand, but dreamed of eternity. We were few weeks together sitting in the backyard hammock, sharing some new neighborhood ice cream, some soda crackers and some kisses. Also a watch that still hangs on my wall. Yes, I like that. It was this story. One that is now past after being present, one that now only exists in our memory, one that is already over.
Wow. Poems written by Johanna Amante in 2005. Thank you, Johanna, for sharing with us these poems from your own pen.
Thank you to you. I hope you like it.
A lot.
Watched you sleeping for a while. I'd be the father of your child. I'd spend a lifetime with you. I know your fears and you know mine. We've had our doubts, but now we're fine. And I love you. I swear that's true. I cannot live.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no.
Inville today.
That bass, about that bass.
News and interviews to be tuned with Inville.
About that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
Muchachos, estamos avanzando con nuestros cursos de inglés y tenemos varias actividades por hacer.
Yeah.
Así que no olviden revisar su agenda del curso en el entorno inicial. Y si necesitan asesoría inmediata de parte de la red de tutores de su curso, pueden revisar la programación en el entorno colaborativo y los horarios de atención del curso vía Skype.
Así es, Caro. Y además tenemos la actividad de writing que se hace de manera colaborativa. Sugerimos a los estudiantes que la actividad 7 y 8 se hagan después de haber terminado la de writing y la de speaking.
Así es.
Ya vemos que estamos finalizando semestre y los invitamos de verdad, les hacemos un llamado a que no dejen para el último momento lo que pueden hacer ahora.
Yeah. Y también es muy importante, chicos, recordarles a nuestros estudiantes que aún pueden realizar las actividades del curso. Una de ellas, la actividad 5, es una entrevista vía Skype, la cual les da la oportunidad de interactuar con su tutor y además de esto tiene un valor de 95 puntos. No la dejen para último momento, chicos.
No dejen pasar de tiempo, jóvenes. Early birds get the best worm.
So right.
The world we share because we care.
Damos la bienvenida a Tatiana Contreras con todas las novedades de nuestras redes sociales. Adelante, Tatiana.
Gracias a nuestros compañeros en estudio. Y esta semana en nuestras redes, en Twitter, Sara Santiago, José Luis y Claudio Orrego nos han seguido. En Instagram, Juberleison07. Ana López nos compartió una foto con su hija donde dice, orgullosa de mi bebé grande, talento. En Facebook, Jonathan Andrés Rodríguez Poveda y Lady Samira Sierra Pérez nos han seguido. Muy feliz cumpleaños a nuestro director Leonardo Leguizamón, a Luisa Fernanda Martínez, muchas bendiciones para ellos, sus familias y que cumplan muchos años más. Sigan compartiendo sus opiniones en la sección de The Weekly Poll y compartiendo con sus amigos este es su espacio de Inbillionaire. La próxima semana más de nuestras redes sociales. Quienes habla Tatiana Contreras. And remember, learning English is awesome. Hasta una próxima ocasión.
Escríbanos a nuestro correo si tienen alguna sugerencia o quieren darnos sus opiniones acerca de nuestro programa. Inbillionaire@gmail.com.
Síguenos por Facebook @InbillionaireIsBack, Twitter @InBillionaire e Instagram @InBillOA.
Bye bye.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.